Unable to convince Congress to raise the federal minimum wage, the AFL-CIO is turning its attention to local government for a boost. The union's national treasurer, Richard Trumka, says six states have ballot questions on the matter.
We're hoping that by going to the states, we'll be able to bypass the intransigence of the Republican leadership at the federal level. That's why governors are so important right now.
Wisconsin voters will not cast a ballot specifically on the minimum wage. The state is one of 23 that already has one that's higher than the pay floor set by the feds. Wisconsin's rate recently rose to $6.50 an hour under pressure from the Doyle administration. The union is concerned that Republican challenger Mark Green is not committing to increases beyond that.
It just went up, and it's going up again in a year. It's already set.
The future increase Green mistakenly refers to already took effect this summer. The state wage is not scheduled to change, but unions hope it will. Green points out he has voted for a higher federal minimum wage. The most recent vote was tied to tax cuts for the wealthy. Opponents of raising the minimum wage say it can reduce jobs, something disputed by a local think tank. Laura Dresser is with the Center on Wisconsin Strategy, which did a study finding the number of jobs went up after the state's lowest wage increased.
Total labor market grew about 1% that year. The eating and drinking jobs grew about 3%, three times as fast.
Restaurants, fast food chains, and bars employ most of the state's minimum wage workers. A state analysis shows most are adults and one-third are primary breadwinners. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.